Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we take a look at what Judaism teaches when it comes to man's salvation, we saw previously that it teaches that man has a free will and that they have an evil impulse that they can master, they can conquer. Now, in Judaism, it is referred to as doing Torah, which means obeying the 613 commandments found in the first five books of Moses, that they are to obey. And in obeying those commandments, they would be able to earn salvation. They can merit salvation by obedience to the law. They do not see that the law is something that they cannot fulfill. In fact, they believe that by fulfilling those in obedience, they can earn themselves salvation. Now, there is a Gentile salvation since they don't have the law. They follow the law of Noah that is seen in the Talmud, which they wouldn't be able to get unless they were Jewish. Okay, but the fact is that they believe that they can earn salvation. When it comes to the eternal state, they do not believe in Second Temple Judaism that there is a literal hell that they would, that people would spend eternity in. And most of Second Temple Judaism would believe in a heaven, but they do not believe in a literal hell. They believe that the way to get to heaven is by works righteousness, but if you don't succeed in fulfilling the law, where do you go? Well, it's not exactly clear. If you'd like to get more information about Judaism and other religions, get my book, What Do They Believe, at whatdotheybelieve.com.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.